It's like anything, changing jobs, having kids, moving. There's never a perfect time.
No.
But it's just so incredibly important to do something for yourself. And especially as women, I feel like we don't do that enough.
Welcome to the Find Your Strong podcast. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld Pei, president of Strong Fitness Magazine, founder of Team Strong Girls, and fitness coach turned fitness publisher. Each week, I'm going to give you a thought or an interview of how to build stronger bodies, stronger minds, and stronger relationships. Getting to where I am now has been nothing short of a journey of the ultimate highs and the deepest of lows. I've had my fair share of setbacks, near bankruptcy, an eating disorder, and multiple miscarriages. You name it, I lost my way time and time again. But through it all, I uncovered my purpose, which gave me the perseverance to find my strong and stay the course. I've spent more than 15 years coaching women, and I know that fitness is a vessel to help you feel strong, confident, and empowered in your body and your life. If you're looking for inspiration and motivation, you've come to the right place. You are not going to want to miss this. Welcome to Strong Girls Client Spotlights. These episodes celebrate the incredible journey of women who have transformed their lives through fitness. Join us as we shine a spotlight on inspiring individuals who have shed pounds, built muscle, and embraced newfound confidence. These episodes are recorded live in our Facebook group. I sit down with remarkable clients who share their stories of overcoming obstacles, conquering self-doubt, and achieving fitness goals. From defying expectations to starting side hustles in the industry, these women inspire others to embark on their own fitness journeys. These conversations are for women like you, moms, professionals, running a household, and over 40. Get ready to be inspired as we dive into stories of strong girls taking charge of their health and stepping into their best selves. And if you're not part of our private community, I would love for you to join. Click the link in the show notes or search Team Strong Girls Body Transformation Group on Facebook. See you there. Welcome, Tiffany. I am so excited to chat with you today.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is going to be fun. I'm really excited because we've been working together for a while and you recently just came back onto active duty working under me with some pretty big and exciting goals. We are prepping for a workout feature in Strong Fitness Magazine, and now you're also going to be doing the Andy Barrow publication for the more empowerment shoot with Paul. So we're really super how excited are you? First, I should ask you.
I am a cross of excited and terrified, only because never in my wildest dreams did I think that, you know, I'd be a fitness model or in a publication or anything like that. And it is, you know, so outside my comfort zone. I mean, like, you know, for me to walk somewhere in a sports bra is, you know, like risque and whatnot. So this is really exciting. And I'm just so honored to be part of it all and to have the opportunity. And I can't wait to see, you know, how it all comes out in the end.
I'm so excited. I'm even more excited to give you a hug because we've been working together for a long
5 time. 5 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
5 years now.
Yeah. On and off. Right. So we're going to finally meet in person. I'll be able to give you a hug. You know, I want you to kind of go back in time right now for like the first time we started working together. What were you struggling with most before Strong Girls?
So before Strong Girls and kind of leading into when I initially reached out, I was a competitive Olympic weightlifter and a CrossFitter. And I was my goal was to qualify for Team Canada to participate in the Masters Pan Am Games in 2020. So in 2019, I reached out to you because I was struggling with my weight. And, you know, I was fit, I was in shape. But as a weightlifter, you have to compete in a certain weight class. And if you're 0.1 pound over, you know, you either don't compete or you get moved into a higher category where you're put at a disadvantage. So I wanted to be able to train at my competition weight because I was going in, you know, where I was trying to cut 20 pounds the week leading into competition, and it was severely affecting my performance. So I was speaking to somebody who had worked with you in a previous life and said how wonderful you were, and they thought that you could help me. So I reached out and let you know kind of what my goals were and where I was at. And that's when our journey started together.
Yeah. Yeah. And we found out at that point, you know, you just weren't, you didn't have the food knowledge, right? You know, you were training hard, you were lifting heavy. So you had all of that, you know, have had all that strong girl lifestyle down pat. But it was more of the food part for you, right? Like making sure that you were getting enough protein, even enough carbs at that point.
Exactly. Yeah. I was, you know, I wasn't eating junk food. I was eating very healthy, but I wasn't eating the right foods at the right time in the right combinations to fuel me appropriately for what I was doing. And so, you know, you were able to put together a program for me that was easy to understand and easy to follow. And, you know, I ended up being very successful and getting to where I needed to be.
Yeah. And the last 5 years have been quite challenging for you, right? And this is what this is why I wanted to have you on, because you know, we chatted a little bit about this just before I pressed start and we aired live on Facebook. But many of our strong girls recently have lost their parents and their a few family members. And I know that you went through something heartbreaking. Do you want to share that journey with us and strong girls? I know that you're open to do this.
Absolutely. So my husband, Neil, passed away in October of 2022. He had health issues his entire life. He had a kidney transplant, two kidney transplants, and a number of things going on. And so with COVID, obviously, you know, we moved to the country and, you know, we stayed away from everyone, which changed my training. I trained at home and all of those things. But my life basically became about protecting Neil and making sure that he was cared for and whatnot. And he was, you know, fairly healthy for himself considering what he was going through. So in January of 2022 was, a bride to be, a bride and a widow within 8 months of each other in 2022. Wow. We got engaged in January, and a few days after that, he ended up in hospital with what we thought was pneumonia. Turned out to be stage 4 liver, lung, and colon cancer. So we were told he had about 18 months. So, you know, I was at work, we were kind of carrying on, and I came home one day and he said, "I want to get married like now." I'm like, "We're getting married. No, I want to get married now. You know, whatever we're going to face, I want to face together with you as my wife." So we threw a wedding together in like 9 days, got married in our living room. It was beautiful. It was a great day. And things started to go downhill very quickly. And I was incredibly grateful for the fact that I was a strong girl, because, you know, I was using my ability to lift in ways I never thought I would. You know, given the pandemic and everything, you know, there was definitely a shortage of home care staff coming to care for Neil, and he'd kill me if I shared this, but, you know, by the end, we got to a point where I had to lift him out of the chair. I had to lift him out of bed. I had to help, like, you know, he was incredibly weak. So long story short, in end of September, Neil went in for a procedure and turned septic the next day, and he ended up going into emergency, and within 24 hours was non-cognitive, non-functional, and I was told to prepare for the worst. So we dealt with that for a few days. He was in ICU, and after a few days in ICU, I had to make the decision to let him go, which was incredibly difficult. So we've gone through all of that, and, you know, after losing him, I was just lost. I mean, you know, it felt like I was stuck in the mud and the world kept spinning. And, you know, it's just the weirdest feeling, when the person, you know, we worked together, we owned two businesses together, we lived together, you know, I saw him all day, every day, and now this person's gone, and my whole life was wrapped up in him. especially get being a caregiver for him as well. So, you know, my purpose was gone. I had given up all my hobbies. I was just completely lost and alone. And so about a year after, I'm going to say, you know, October of 2023, I had seen your 16-week X-frame challenge. And, in between then, once a strong girl, always a strong girl, which is the great thing about this community. So we had been in contact and just touching base and things. But I needed something to, something to work towards, to have a goal, to have some accountability. And so that's when I reached out to you and got back on duty. And, almost 6 months later, here we are.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. We were on and off in touch during this whole time. And I just have to let you know, I admire just how strong you are through the entire process of, Neil dying. And you were just so strong and still very positive. And I know you went through a lot afterwards, as you just said, and gave yourself that time to really feel, right? Kind of come back into your own, where you when you saw the X-frame, you thought it was the right time for you. And what would you say you learned most coming back on as a strong girl in the first 16 weeks?
I would say there's two things that kind of really resonate with me. And number one is, don't wait or don't rely on motivation to push you to do this or to do something for yourself, because motivation is so fleeting. We're motivated because we've got an event coming up, or because just today we wake up with this burst of I'm gonna conquer the world. Yeah. But at some point that motivation goes away, and if you're relying on that feeling to carry on with a program or to stay vigilant in what you're doing, you're not going to. So I've learned discipline over motivation. There are a lot of days I don't want to go downstairs and work out. There's a lot of days I'd rather just put the covers over my head and, pretend the world didn't exist. But I know that that's doing a disservice to me. It's doing a disservice to my goals, and it's not the person I want to be. So, staying disciplined, staying focused, and realizing that even if you go in and, you're not lifting the weights you normally lift, or you're only getting half of the workout in, something's better than nothing. Great there's going to be challenge, there's going to be challenges. So you got to trust your coach, trust the process, and know that if you put the time and effort in, you will get to where you want to be.
And we face some challenges along this way. Like, you've committed to this incredible opportunity of shooting in strong. And we had some, success right at the beginning. You dropped some body fat, you were feeling really good. And then bang, we hit a plateau. Right. And that's,
you did.
And this is like, fat loss isn't linear. It's not linear at all. And these plateaus are actually important to hit, you're frustrated because, we are prepping for something. There is a timeline per se, right, to get ready for something. So ideally, we wouldn't want to hit those plateaus. But plateaus are actually okay to hit because it's setting a new set point for our bodies, right? Now you were also feeling a little bit more tired, a little inflamed. Like when you sent me your photos, you didn't look like you gained fat, but you were just kind of puffy all over. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is often caused by, the puffiness is inflammation, usually caused by stress. So you're feeling stressed in your job. You might not be sleeping as well, so that's extra stress. And then you're putting even more stress with the workouts, right? Mm-hmm. And we had you working out around not too much, 4 or 5 days of lifting, right? And then some cardio, some walking. So what we did at that point is when I saw you, I heard you were saying you were feeling really tired. I think you spent one weekend where you just wanted to sleep the entire weekend, right? Yeah. And so what we did then was we totally peeled back, right? Do you want to share that with everyone? Yeah. What the protocol there was and how you responded to?
Absolutely. So yeah, we did kind of a stop all for 4 or 5 days and just rest, recover, relax, do the things that kind of bring you joy sort of thing, which was really hard for me to accept because, in my mind I'm thinking I'm gonna lose my gains and I'm gonna get out of my routine and what, we've got a timeline. I don't have time for this. But I did it and I came back. When we came back, we brought things down to 2 days a week and then went up to 3 days a week and of lifting and walking and just being mindful of my body and how I was feeling. And I think the mental part of that was much harder than the physical part of it, because you have that all or nothing, got to do every day, doesn't matter how tired I am. But after a week, I was down 9 pounds. The bloating was gone, the puffiness was gone, and I felt great. I felt strong. I started to see, I was getting PRs on my lifts, and my sleep was better. Just I was in a better headspace. So everything came together after I realized that sometimes less is more.
Yeah, your body was actually happy with you and was able to respond nicely. And so we've added things back in now, and we're still on route on par to that April shoot. If you are ready to transform your body and mindset, but tired of endless cardio and restrictive diets, I want to personally invite you into the Team Strong Girls Body Transformation Group on Facebook. This is our supportive private community of like-minded women. And every Thursday at noon, I teach a live masterclass on weight loss, fat burning, and muscle building. I also dive deep into perimenopause and menopause, info that we all need to know. Many of our members describe this group as the one thing that they've been longing for when starting a fitness program. So please don't miss out. Click the link in the show notes and join our group today. Transformations don't happen in isolation. Now, Tiffany, would you have any advice for somebody who has gone through something similar that you went through with the whole grief? And how do you like pick yourself back up and get back to some type of schedule or even self-care? Like how would a person do that after experiencing some grief in their life?
I am no expert on this subject matter. It's been a struggle for me. I have so many people that say you need to be kind to yourself and, just treat yourself with grace and don't be so hard on yourself because, I want the perfection. I want all the things. I have these expectations of myself. And I want to be the person that I remember being before going through all the things that I've gone through. So I think it's, I'm not going to say the cliche, be kind to yourself, because sometimes that makes me angry. There's things people say to you when you're grieving that you're just, what I am going to say is learning to be okay with making yourself a priority. Learn to be okay with saying, I want this. This is important to me. So I'm going to go down and I'm going to do it. And I'm going to set this time aside. It might not be the best workout. It might not be, what you want it to be, but put that time aside and make it a priority. Because so often we put ourselves on the back burner, be it work, be it, if you've got kids and you're a mom. I don't particularly have that problem. I've got fur babies. But, as a caregiver for anybody that's, has elderly parents. For myself, I was a caregiver for my husband. That just becomes your life. And that's a wonderful gift to be able to give someone, to love someone so much that you give them, mind, body, soul, and time. But when that's gone, or even during the time, you still need to have 30 minutes of just time to just lose yourself in something that makes you feel good or something that is just not based around your problems and work and life in general. And that truly was my saving grace. Even during everything that was going on, I always tried to find 30 minutes for myself. And, I, uh, One of the things I absolutely loved was every time I came up from the basement in the gym, you know, Neil would always say, "I'm so proud of you." You know, like, I'm so proud of you. Like, you know, or if the day was going on and he could see, you know, I hadn't stopped all day and I had things to do and he needed something, he'd be like, "You know what, why don't you go to your workout?" Like, I had that cheerleader in somebody. And you have to learn to be your own cheerleader and your own advocate and make it a priority, because you really don't realize how good it is for your soul and how good it is for your mind to just forget and focus on lifting this heavy bar off the floor, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So that would kind of be my biggest advice, is just be okay with putting yourself first, even when you have other things that you think should be a priority.
I love that. I always say schedule your workout and everything else around it.
Yeah, which is, you know, is great in theory, and but sometimes, especially when you're dealing with, you know, sick parents, sick family, whatever, you know,
it's impossible.
Stuff goes
Yeah.
sideways
yeah.
in
yeah.
a hurry,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So it's, and I'm sure it's the same just being a mom, right? Like, you have a plan and you wake up and your kids decide, "Nope, we've got other plans for you." You know, so just stop at some point when you can, even if it's 15 minutes, like, do whatever you can just to go do something for yourself to give your mind that break. That is the biggest piece of advice I could give anybody for surviving and getting through whatever it is that you're faced with.
That's great advice. Now that you are, you know, I would say 100% dedicated to, you or be able to dedicate more time to yourself now, Tiff, but you still have two businesses, you got fur babies. How do you set up your schedule? Like, what is a typical day in Tiffany's life look like? Because you are very busy still, right?
Yes, very much so. I mean, I am fortunate that, you know, I don't have somebody who expects me to clock in at 8 o'clock in the morning and whatnot. I've actually changed the way my day looks only because I felt like I was running, you know, chasing time to try and get a workout in. And then I knew I had to do it. Some days I'd get up in the morning, some days I'd do it at night. And I started to find myself where I was like, okay, I'm going to get up in the morning. I find that I feel better if I work out in the morning. And then, you know, if stuff comes up in the evening, I've got time. But the alarm would go off and I'd be like, oh, I didn't sleep well, or, oh, you know, I'm tired, I'll just do it tonight. And one day I sat there and I said to myself, you know, if I told a girlfriend that I'd take her to the airport, which this actually did happen, you know, she needed a ride to the airport for like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I said, sure, no problem, I'll take you. And I got up because I knew somebody was expecting me to come pick them up and take them to the airport. So I'll get up and do that for somebody else and show up for somebody else. Why won't I get up and show up for myself? Why am I not worth that? Because it makes my life so much easier. So it was like that aha moment where, you know, I thought, this is what I need to be doing. So typically now I get up, you know, about 6:30 in the wintertime, a little later because it's dark, and do my morning routine, take the dogs for our morning walk. And then I go straight downstairs, do my workout, and come up, have my breakfast, you know, get ready for the day, and get off to work and do my thing. And then in the evenings, come home and walk the dogs in the evening and just kind of chill and relax. And, you know, I've started a nighttime routine, which I was never about. And I, you know, I'm in bed at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and I'm okay with that. Even on a Friday night, which is just, you know, kind of sad, but I'm okay with it. It's this is what I need to do for me to be the best version of myself, and I'm worth it. So, you know, it's been a big shift for me from constantly running around and, you know, not sitting down from the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close them, to really trying to structure my day as best as possible. And I guess in some way, you know, I am scheduling and prioritizing my fitness first thing in the morning before anything can kind of go sideways to change that. And it doesn't always work out, but you know, if you, once you start doing it, you're fine and it just becomes part of your routine. So I would definitely recommend for the nighttime workout ladies, try getting up a little bit earlier and doing it. The first week sucks, but at least then you've got that peace of mind that, you know, your workout's in, you've put that time in, and you can go on with the rest of your day.
Yeah, it was a game changer for me to switch my workouts to the morning, because I don't know if it's an age thing, or I don't know, I just feel so tired at the end of the day now. I go to bed quite early as well. And I just get a better, you get a better workout in the morning when you have woken up fresh. I feel like it's just such a better workout. You get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Your day doesn't creep up or interrupt it. Who else? I'm going to talk to my Facebook peeps who's listening. Who else works out in the morning? Just type in the chat. Tiffany, do you want to share some of like your results in this past coaching block together? Because they've been amazing, and we're still, you know, we're still rocking it to the shoot. So yeah, just share with us what you've accomplished so far and how you're feeling too, which is
the most important thing is how I'm feeling. And for the first time in a very long time, I feel great and I feel energized. I actually feel happy. I forgot what it was like to feel happy, and I feel happy and accomplished in what I'm doing. You know, I've been lifting weights and training for a long time. I was an NCAA athlete in university. Fitness and sport has been part of my life forever. But for the first time, I'm going to be 40 years old. And I mean, Yay. Like yesterday, I strung together 4 unassisted pull-ups, and that I never thought I'd do that in my entire life.
I know. And I saw your video last night. You sent it to me. I'm like, yes.
Right. And that's, you know, like that's a big thing. Like I felt like I needed to kind of run down the street and high five my neighbors because
you need to share it on this page. Can you share it on the Facebook group?
I will. But no, so, you know, feeling good has been great. We've made some adjustments with supplementation and, you know, we changed, we were having refeed days. We kind of got rid of them because it wasn't working for just whatever's going on with my body. But definitely feeling better, definitely stronger. What amazes me about this program, even more so than programs you and I have done in past, is given everything that I've done in my fitness life, I am stronger now than I have ever been in my entire life.
Yes.
Which is just so awesome and so exciting. You know, I'm having regular PRs for various lifts, and, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, oh my goodness, when I was competing in Olympic weightlifting, I couldn't do this. And now I'm doing this and from my home gym. And it's just, you know, it's an incredible feeling. And it's really exciting. And I'm starting to see the definition in my muscles and the fat loss. And, you know, as women, we enough's never enough, right? We have these wins on our body shape. And then we point out, you know, that little bit of jiggle somewhere and, you know, we get angry at ourselves. But you know, I my back muscles, my shoulder muscles, everything, like it's the shape I've always dreamed of having, which is super exciting. You know, I've lost inches everywhere. I'm down weight.
How much weight are we down?
From initial inception, we're down over 30 pounds.
Wow.
For this 16 weeks, we're down 10. So, you know, it's exciting. And as I've said to you before, you know, the scale bothers me. I think it bothers every woman. It's a number, but for me, if I'm jacked and I love the way I look in the mirror, I don't care if that number is 200 on the scale. Yeah. You know, it's about,
I want to get to the point where we're not triggered by the scale. It's just biofeedback. That's all it is. We don't wear our scale weights around our neck.
You know? Exactly. But that's always been the base matrix that we've been given on, you know, whether you're fit, whether you're healthy, whether you're skinny. And that's one of the things too, is, you know, we need to get away from this idea of you need to be skinny or you need to look a certain way to be considered fit and sexy and hot and all those things. Like, you know, my shape's never going to be the same as some of the other women in Strong Girls and, you know, like Sam and Josie, both awesome ladies that I've been watching in the group, gorgeous, have, you know, smoking bods. I'm not going to look like that at any point in time, you know, because we're different. But that doesn't mean that the way I look isn't sexy and strong, and it's not a one size fits all sort of thing.
I love that. I absolutely love that, and it's so true. Like, comparison is the thief of joy. right? And so, you know, we share inspiring physiques and transformations on this page. That's what we always have done. And our intention is to only shout out the people that have put in the work and also inspire others. But I feel like maybe I should come on here and talk more about not comparing yourself and, you know, comparing your own journey to your own self, you know, like really stepping into what makes you you. And we've had this conversation, Tiff, and you're like, I love the jacked look, like absolutely, the CrossFit look, like that inspires you. And you're almost there. Like, we're building that X frame. You're seeing lines now that you've never seen, and you're stronger. I feel like doctors should check our strength.
You know, it's so funny you say that, because I just went and got a whole bunch of blood work and all that stuff done, right? And no joke, I had to get, you know, go on the scale and whatever. And my doctor did the whole BMI chart thing. And she says to me, yeah, you're obese. And I looked at her and I said, have you seen me? Like, I'm not skinny, but I'm not obese. No. And it's such an archaic measurement, because it doesn't take into account muscle mass and all of those things, but it gets in your head. And she literally looked at me and said, like, you need to lose 10 pounds. And like, where would you like me to lose it? Like, I probably have 10 pounds I could lose, but not easily, because it's not like
they don't take muscle mass into consideration whatsoever. Like, this is such a, it's like 30, 40 years back, our system.
Right?
Like, when are they going to catch up here? It's very frustrating. Yeah.
Exactly. So the more that people can kind of get into the mindset of, you know, you can't compare yourself to others, and you can't take the scale as your basis of measurement. Because if I did, and I mean, you know, we've had lots of conversations, especially this journey, where, you know, it's been a mental game for me. And there have been weeks where I've been completely non-compliant, and I've binged, and my dinner was a bag of chocolate chips. And, you know, I went downstairs and went to lift a weight, and I was having a day, and I just started crying, and it didn't happen. And then, you know, my weight goes up and life's over, because, oh my God, the scale went up and it's not working. And, you know, we need to get over that, because it's not about the number. It's about what you see in the mirror, and it's about being happy with what you see in the mirror. And until you're happy with yourself, and this has been a long journey for me to kind of figure out, until I am happy with myself and who I am and what I see, nothing else anybody does to help me, or nothing that I do, is going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to feel successful until I feel good in my own skin.
Powerful. And you know what? Like, everybody has those days where shit just hits the fan and you're not able to comply to your meal plan or whatever, or your workout, or you're just feeling emotionally drained. Everybody has those. Guys, I'm going to take a little break from the podcast and talk about something that's really important to me, and that is energy. Now, we could all use a little bit more energy, am I right? Now, I've got a cool little hack for you, and it's one scoop of Burn Cycle to replace your coffee. You know, I'm not a huge fan of so-called weight loss products, but I'm in favor of delicious and easy ways to boost energy. Burn Cycle tastes amazing. My favorites are watermelon candy and blue raspberry. They both taste like summer to me. And it gives you an incredible focus and energy throughout your day. Way better than a regular cup of coffee. Burn Cycle is made by Perfect Sports, and they make a bunch of other products that are easily the top of the line in performance, quality, and results, like the incredible Diesel New Zealand Grass-Fed Whey Isolate, the new Diesel Vegan, and the ALTRD State Pre-Workout, and many more. I've known about Perfect Sports for years now, and I've been working with them for months now. So if you want to get any of their amazing top-of-the-line supplements, click the link in the show notes below and save 20% off your order. You know, when somebody new comes into our world, when they start coaching, it's like we say, like, it's not going to be perfect. Okay. You're going to have slip ups. There's going to be some obstacles along the way, many of which you cannot control. But the only thing you can control is how you pick up yourself afterwards. Right. And that whole correct and continue mindset, which I feel like, you know, we've worked on together, you know, like it's not an all or nothing. It's not a throw the towel. And it's like, how do you pick up from here? You just get back on track.
That's right. And you make adjustments as you go along. This isn't, if somebody comes onto this group and thinks that in, 8 or 10 weeks, they're going to see the same results as some of the women on here who've been here for 5, 6, 7 years. Like they've put, years of work and adjustments into this. And even, like you talk a lot about every year as we, our bodies change and the things that we did last year don't work this year. And I mean, I'm learning that the stuff that I did last year would work against me this year. We can't control that. We just, and so you do go up and down and it's a mind game because, well, I'm doing everything right and I'm being compliant and I'm following the program. And why are we going backwards? And this is where, we're lucky to have our coaches who can sit back and you've seen things. You can look and say,
troubleshoot,
okay,
right? Troubleshooting.
Exactly. You need to sit there and figure out and, to guide us in another direction. And when you told me I needed to eat more food, I'm going like, okay, like, this really? Doesn't compute, but it worked. I had some banging abs that day and I'm taking pictures and sending them to friends. And I'm like, and I ate like 4 things of chicken parm today. they're just going like, you're nuts, but it works. And you've got to trust your coach. You got to trust your process and just know that this is not a quick fix lifestyle. This is a long-term, you're in it for once you're strong girl, you're strong girl for life. I believe that. And, it's an ever evolving journey.
Absolutely. Our bodies we're women, our hormones fluctuate. Our hormones fluctuate in one day. Like we have to, take that into account. And, I know that you believe in this, Tiff. It's like when we're focused on the building muscle part, everything kind of falls into place. Like we can always get better, get stronger, build more muscle, build that X frame is the antidote for, looking and feeling young for life.
Yeah.
And yeah, you might go up in a few pounds, but when you have that muscle, it's easier to shed the weight than it is if you didn't have muscle, right? And we start losing muscle after age 35, we start losing muscle. So all about building, getting stronger. I need you to share that pull-up video after this because that was awesome. What advice would you give others that might be sitting on the sidelines, not sure if they want to come into Strong Girls or maybe just don't even know how to start on their own fitness journey? What advice would you give?
I would say, as much as you think you know, everybody needs help on this journey. Everybody needs somebody, even just from an accountability standpoint, that they need to have to keep them on track and to see things and offer suggestions that maybe you just don't realize are there. But by all means, if you're on the fence, jump in and try it. Do a 12-week challenge or 16-week challenge. Give it a chance because, it will change your life. You will feel a sense of community and supported, if nothing else. There's so many great women on this team and, we cheer each other on. And I mean, let's all be real. Sometimes secretly we look at somebody who's posted and they look great and you're like, oh, you bitch. But and anybody who says they don't think that at one point or another is completely lying to themselves, but it inspires you at the same time because
there's a reason you're feeling that way, right? Exactly. Like I always say there's a reason why you feel like the envy or maybe a bit of jealousy. There's a reason why. And so ask yourself, why do I feel that way? Maybe because I want that too, right?
And you're not, as we said before, you're not going to look exactly like somebody else that's posted, but you're going to see an improvement in yourself. And, the biggest thing about investing the time and energy into this program is it's a sign that you want to improve yourself and you want to be a better version of you. And that's so important. And I feel like that's a reflection in everyday life, in everything you do. I was listening to a podcast the other day, I can't remember what it was, and they were talking about hiring processes and things they consider that go beyond the resume in the interview. And one of the things one of the panelists said was, when somebody comes in and they look fit, I immediately am gravitated to them, not because, they perhaps are more attractive or anything else, but you know that this person's willing to put the work into something that they're passionate about.
You're
And, you know,
disciplined.
exactly. And so I think it's really important for people to just give it a chance, jump in, and really put your whole heart into it. And sometimes your best, the best that you have each day isn't going to be the same. Sometimes, you know, your best might only be 20% of what you would normally give, but you've given your best 20% that day. So don't be afraid of whatever is going on in your life or whatever, you know, challenges or hurdles that you have in front of you. Don't let that be your excuse not to get involved, because you need this more than ever when you've got so many reasons and excuses to not do it. That just to me says you really need this.
To do it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And there's never going to be a good time, like ever.
No. It's like anything, changing jobs, having kids, moving. There's never a perfect time.
No, no.
But it's just so incredibly important to do something for yourself. And especially as women, I feel like we don't do that enough.
And what does it mean to you now that you've set like these goals that you never thought you could ever do? Like, has that given you, what has it given you?
It means so much more now, given where I am in life, than maybe it did 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm for the first time in my life as an adult, you know, I'm on my own. I don't have a partner. I've got all these things going on in life, and I'm reinventing myself. You know, I feel like I am completely starting from scratch, and I can be whoever I want to be and do whatever I want to do. Mm-hmm. And the fact that I'm about to go and, you know, do a fitness photo shoot and all of these incredible things that I never in a million years thought I'd do. I mean, I sent you the picture a while back. You know, I was over 200 pounds at one point in my life, and I still see that person in the mirror sometimes. And I never thought that I'd be doing these things. So it just, you know, it shows you that if you put the work in, you put the time in, and you might not always believe in yourself, but be disciplined and just do it, you can achieve incredible things. And I, you know, this has been the spark that I needed to find myself again and to feel proud of myself. Like, for the first time in my entire life, I feel confident when I walk out the door. You know, I feel good about myself. I feel good about how I look. And I'm proud of the time and work that I put in. And when somebody says, oh, wow, like, you know, look at your butt or look at your, you know, your back or whatever, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Like, I got some hours in on that.
I worked
and
on
I, it. That's right. And I'm proud of that time. So it's, you know, it's really changed my perspective and the things that I appreciate. It's been such a healing part of my healing journey for me. And, you know, when I thought kind of my life was lost and I didn't know where I was going to go, what I was going to do, what I was all about, this has just been absolutely uplifting for me to be on this journey and to have these opportunities and to just really come into my own and learn what I'm all about. And if my story and my journey, you know, can help one person or, you know, make one person laugh, one person smile, then it's worth sharing to me. And that just makes me so happy.
I love this, Tiff. This is, I love having you here. And I always say this because it is true. This is just the beginning. And I know it for you. It's just the beginning.
I hope so. Yeah. So I'm having fun.
Yeah. Tiff, before we sign off, can you let us know what the word strong means to you?
Strong to me means so many things, but I would say strong to me just means part of a community. It means being special in your own way and powerful. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do incredible things. And strong is just, it's an all-encompassing word for so many different things. But you know, the strong community has just been incredible. And you know, you say strong and I immediately think strong girls. That's just where I go. Because, you know, you have been incredibly kind and encouraging to me and so have a lot of the other ladies I've connected with through this group. So it's just a very special word. I don't know what else to say. It's just it has a very, very special meaning to me.
Mm. Well, Tiff, I cannot wait to meet you in person. It's like T minus how many days now?
I think we're just under 3 weeks.
Yay! Yay! I get to finally hug you. Thank you so much for coming on. I know that you are going to inspire so many, and this is just the beginning. Cannot wait to see your features and just hang out with you on set. It's going to be so, so fun. Thank you for taking the time out and being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, Tiff.
And that's a wrap on another episode. Guys, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I just love being able to share these strong stories and thoughts with you, and I hope you were able to take away a piece of inspiration from today. If there's one favor I could ask, please keep sharing, post a screenshot, share a direct link with a friend, or post a review, and help spread the word so more people can tune in and find their strong. And if you ever wanted to subscribe to our Strong Fitness magazine and get the physical copy mailed to your doorstep for more inspiration and motivation, I will include the link in the show notes, and please feel free to use my STRONGGIRL3 discount code to save. Guys, I cannot wait for the next show. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld-Pay. Take care and stay strong.